Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Impromptu No Sense Podcast, brought to you by Nintendo Freak and Freaky Productions. Hey, everybody. How's it going? Hey, so I got a couple things to tell you. Well, one, besides playing a fucked up game called Robotron, which, by the way, you can check that out on my Vine. That's right, folks. I got a Vine account. It's TN Freak for the username. I've already been posting a couple things. I gotta have some more ideas before I post some more. And today, during lunch, I went through nothing but Vine posts in the comedy section. I mean, they're hilarious. I mean, just what people can come up with 8 seconds. I mean, oh my god. It's like, challenge accepted. Challenge completed. Fuck, dude. I mean, how do you think of something to do in 8 fucking seconds? Everything I can think of takes 10 fucking minutes. Because you gotta think of the backstory, you gotta think of the character background. All these guys are doing like these mini raps. Ding, 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 I get my gummy. Ding, ding. Something like that. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, wow. I mean, granted, I did one salute to Twitter, which you gotta go on my Vine if you want to figure that out. But yeah, I mean, very cool. Recently, I decided to start my own Tumblr account, which I'm on there as TN Freak. Wait, I think I'm on. Wait, hold on. I gotta think about this for a Vine. I think I'm on there as TN Freak. I might have to get back to you guys on that, but if not, try Richard W. Anywho. Fuck. Too many accounts. I mean, damn, how do I manage them all? Anywho, but yeah, Vine is pretty cool. Man, it's a valid, time waster thing. Over the weekend, we went to St. Martin's Fair, which is someplace out in, I keep thinking it's Racine, but I don't know where exactly it is. But, anyways, it's like this long strip mall flea market that's across one long street versus, in a circle or in a building or something. And, well, I got a couple things. Definitely game related. For my baby's sake, I bought Abe's Odyssey. Which, those of you familiar with the Odyssey games. Yeah, it's, for the PlayStation 1. Oh my gosh. Thank goodness I got a PlayStation 2. Hey! God, I got that song stuck in my head. Oh, anyways, before I lose my concentration, I bought Mario Party 6. 6, folks. Which means I don't have to play 5 again and again and again. I don't have to play 8 again and again and again. I get to play 6 this time. Eventually I'll play that. Anyways, let's see. Then I also bought, this little itty-bitty mini Game Boy keychain. It's Spider-Man, apparently. And The downside is I need batteries to it. Little hearing aid batteries. Which I'll have to probably get this weekend to make sure that this game actually works. I mean, it would suck if it didn't, because I spent $10 on this thing. $10. I know. What can you expect? I'm the Nintendo freak. I collect and I play. I collect and I play. Anyways. And the nice thing of this fair, you know, is that we found another GameCube, so that way they don't have to play mine and wear mine out. This way they have their own to mess with. Which we put the older child into as boss of this. So that way it actually gets taken care of. And so, what's to say so it's not used and abused? But yeah, we bought them a silver one. And later down the ways, as we are looking, we actually find that that there's another one that is, instead of $35, $20. We're like, holy shit. Now, the only sadness about it is that it looked pretty dirty, and it was not sealed and shrink wrap. So, I'm kind of glad we bought the one we did. Excuse me while I take a sip of a Red Bull here. Ah, that's better. Moisture. Anyways. Whew, where was I going? Okay. So, yeah. So, we passed up on that GameCube, for sure. And I found out later yesterday that, let's see. First, they had an Indigo GameCube before something happened with Soda. And they replaced it with a silver one. And they had a silver controller that went with it. So now they have two silver controllers and one silver GameCube. Hopefully they take care of it. Otherwise, I'm going to be pissed that we spent that money for nothing. And I refuse to let them use my GameCube if that happens. I mean, imagine you hearing a story about somebody dumping soda into one of your prized possessions. I mean, whether it be a book, your laptop, or I don't know, the upholstery of your Maserati. I mean, you would be fucking pissed. And you probably would never let them near it again. That's the whole reason why I don't want them to get the use my GameCube without me being there. But I digress. They got their own now. So if they wreck it, it's their fault and it's their responsibility to replace it. I know it sounds like I'm talking mean about it, but that's how I feel about it. I mean, I'm obsessed about Nintendo stuff. Oh, it is good rebel. Alright. This podcast brought to you by Red Bull. Oh, anyways. What's she talking about next? Well, another thing I like to do during my breaks is watch YouTube. And one of the people that I like to watch is this one podcast called Screen Team. And what got me started watching these Screen Team videos was their music videos. They got one for what was it? Smash Brothers Brawl. Which, awesome. But even before that, you guys are familiar with the song Party Rock by LAMFO or MAFO. Whatever, you know the group. Every day I'm shuffling. Bum, 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 or something like that. Well, anyways, he does a parody called Pokemon. Every day I'm catching them. Amazing video. Amazing. And both of them play all the characters, you know, and these are straight up geeks. I mean, these people go to Comic-Con, they do all sorts of stuff. And they look like they're nice people in person. I mean, it seriously looks like they're nice people. Sometimes you can smell nice people. Sometimes nice people smell nice. Sometimes nice people give you restraining orders. Okay, sorry, different story. Anyways. But, yeah. So, anyways, gosh. I'm sorry, I just got done with work and my brain's like mush right now. On one of their videos, they did an unboxing for this service called Loot Crate. That's LOOT space crate. Or if you put them together and put .com on the end of it, you'll get the website. And what this is a subscription toy service, I suppose you would call it. I mean, it's more for geeks and gamers than your child. So this is probably ranging between 18 and above. And this is just me speculating here, just based on some of the stuff that's in there that a more mature person that's a geek would, or a gamer would appreciate more. And, yeah. So you spend $20 a month, and you, once a month, you get this, by the way, this $20 is, you can choose a different plan. You can choose up to 3 months, 6 months, or you can do 1 month reoccurring. And the 1 month reoccurring, it renews every month. Which is cool. Cancel anytime. Or you can continue on if you wish. And what they do is they send you a box full of stuff. I mean, this month, the month of August, not the month of September, which is coming up. This is the month of September. August stuff just popped up on people's things. But anyways, the loot crate that they got this time, they had like a zombie vinyl figure, a lanyard, loot crate Portal 2 sticker. They had a t-shirt, which I believe was the configuration of caffeine or chocolate or something. The microbiology formula, whatever you want to call it. I'm trying to remember what else was in there. Well, anyways. They also had like armbands in there and stuff. And from just looking at it, it looks like it's stuff that's actually worth more than the $20, because you figure for an average shirt is between $12 to $20 in itself, depending on where you go. And then they showed a vinyl figure. Now, vinyl figures wager between $6 and sometimes up to $15. I mean, I know I'm spending like $13.50 for each Doctor Who vinyl figure I get. And those are random. I mean, you don't know what it's going to be. And that's kind of what attracts me to this this loot crate, is that it's to a theme, but it's you won't know what you get until you get it or somebody else gets it. But it's the anticipation that's gonna kill you. Oh my gosh, I subscribed yesterday, and I swear to God, I am still so excited that I'm actually going to get this box. And it even states, you know, possibly that you're not getting a t-shirt in every one, but if you do, hey, hey. And another thing that makes the whole pot even sweeter is that every member is available to win what they call a large crate, which can contain systems, apparel, basically things that wouldn't normally fit in the smaller one. And I'm sure they award that to so many people each time. In which, here's a question for you. Do they get the normal loot crate and the large one? Or is it just the large one? And it's just a large one, but you also want the small items too. And you see everybody else has it, and you're like, oh man, want a trade? But anyways, but yeah, I mean, that makes it all the more sweeter. Proposition that you're going to get cool stuff anyways, and then you're entering for a drawing? What? That's crazy. Yes, that's crazy, but that's why I am. I'm crazy. So, look for a YouTube unboxing when I do this. Now, Loot Crate also has an iPhone app that you can download. I downloaded it, you know, just to check it out. It has tweets that they tweet to them. They have a Facebook page. They have links to YouTube videos, pictures online. Everything to entice you to want this loot crate. And I gotta say, it's pretty enticing. It's pretty tempting. And I think I can afford $20 a month. At least for a few months. As long as I don't really want to buy anything else. And speaking of not buying anything else, this guy has been looking for Lego Batman like forever, looking for a good price. And you know what? I decided to look up on Amazon today. They had it for PS3, brand new, for 12-something. Okay, alright. Free shipping. No, I'm sorry, not free shipping. Free shipping happens after $25, which, that's more money that I don't need to spend. But I really want Lego Batman. The first one. I want to try the first one before I even go for the second one. And so I'm like, well, wait. You know, stuff's cheaper on the Walmart site. Why don't I check there? Maybe I can cite the story. And yes, they do have it online on Walmart's site for PS3. I did a search for my zip code, figuring, okay, maybe one of the Walmarts within distance of where I live will have it. And I made a wrong turn. Shit. That's okay. I know how to detour to where I need to go. But anyways, what was I talking about? Oh, yes, Walmart. And so, I put in my zip code, and it said nobody had it that was 50 miles around where I lived. So I'm like, shit. So that means I won't be able to get it in store. But I can cite the store it. And guess what date it said it could be there by? We will never forget 9/11. Fuck a doodle doo. So yeah, 9/11 is when I'll have to go to Walmart to grab my site to store Lego Batman, which in a way I can't wait. Oh yeah, going back to Loot Crate. It says it ships every 20th of the month. Today's the 4th. I gotta wait 16 more days before it even ships. 2 whole weeks and a little more. Fuck. I mean, did I pick a perfect time to do that or what? But whatever. At least I'm getting one. And I'm stuck at the lights. Damn it, why am I always stuck at the lights? Oh, some kind gentleman was allowing me through. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, sir. So yeah, I pretty much put a stop to playing Pokemon Red for now. I have been playing a game called Scalar, though, for the Xbox. The normal Xbox. And this is a game that I, again, never have heard of in any mainstream whatsoever thing, and I've never heard any of my friends talk about it. It's never been advertised that I know of. And so when my niece and nephew went out to one of the last Maxwell Street days, they found it. And so, okay, great. We'll try it. It's not a bad game. I mean, it's a really good platformer. Third-person RPG game, if you will. And it's not so third person that you can't see it. It's moderate distance. You play maybe up and behind him just a little bit. Just enough where you get the idea that you're controlling him, but you're not God, so to speak. Which is good, because I hate games that bring this perspective so far back you can't even see your fucking player's fucking face. Sorry. Long turn. Anyways. I'm trying to think now. What was I talking about? Oh, Scalar. Yeah. This lizard activist kid gets like zapped into a lizard and brought into this world of lizards. And so he's going through right now rescuing lizard eggs for this one guy, which has pretty questionable morals. He seems too calm and relaxed. I'm sorry. I couldn't figure out if this person wanted me to go or if this person wanted to go themselves. I couldn't figure out whose turn it was. Anyways. But yeah, I mean, this guy is questionable. I mean, how do you tell if he's on the... Oh, gosh. How do I put this not to confuse you? If he's a okay guy. You don't, but... You have to play to figure it out. And I hope that was not my parents, because they told me to swing by today to drop off part of the insurance or rent or something, rather. I know, I don't even live with my parents, I'm paying them rent. What a fucking crock. Although I am paying for phone and car insurance. Under their name, so it's not exactly that bad. And the new iPhone should be coming out pretty soon. Oh, I can't wait! I can't wait! Oh, yes, back to Scalar. So, in Scalar, I am at a boss battle. And I get frustrated with it and decided to say, you know what, fuck it, I'm tired, I'm going to sleep. Bye-bye. And that was it. And I've been saying, you know, I've been wanting to play Prince of Persia and finish through that so I can get to the second game. Yeah. Haven't touched the PS2. So, yeah. Well, anywho's, folks, I'm almost at my folks' house. People's? Folks? Whatever. And I gotta sign off. So, thanks for listening to the Impromptu No Sense Podcast. I've been your host, the Nintendo Freak, a.k.a. Richard W. Stay subscribed. Check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/ The Nintendo Freak. I know I don't have anything on there new right now, but I will. Probably after the 20th of the month, or sometime when I receive my loot crate. Well, if you guys can't wait that long, do a search on YouTube for Loot Crate. I mean, it's a brilliant idea, and hey, I'm going to try it at least once. Always on the web, I can be found at ncpod.net. That stands for No Sense Pod. Excuse me. Speaking of No Sense Pod, it's no, C-E-N-T-S, pod, at gmail.com. That's my email address. And oh my god, my burps stink like hell. I just had a freaking steak quesadilla, and wow, my burps are stinky. I mean, it stinks like ass in here. My god. Oh no, that's just the outside. It smells like ass. Oh, thank god. Yeah, I know. Crazy is as crazy does. I'll catch you guys later.